Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests, Dee and Mel Briles. Good morning to you, Mel. We're going to start with you. Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Hope you're the same. And I know you're off and running as soon as we finish talking here because you guys are always busy with the project that we're going to talk about. But first, you have a big event coming up this weekend, so tell us where and when.
We have the reunion show this year with Phil Van Dale, a country singer. Phil is does a lot of the Wounded Warrior type stuff in Vegas. He was in Dallas last Friday. Him and his drummer will be here. A lot of different singers will be coming.
Okay, when and where?
November 1st, this Saturday night, two nights away. At the community center here in Atlantic, in Atlantic.
What time does it start?
6:30, the doors open.
Oh, okay.
And Bob Boots and a bunch of them from the Legion will be doing the flag service. We'll have a couple uniform military there as well.
So you won't, you know, if the you've got some special things planned before the music starts, but then when the music starts rolling, you've got this young man who's been, all over the country, maybe also all over the world, because he played with the Lee Greenwood.
Toby Keith, a lot of different ones. He was in Vegas not too long ago for the Wounded Warriors and in Dallas at American Airlines for last Friday.
And now he's going to be in Atlantic.
And he's got a new record out called Zebco 33 about his grandmother's fishing reel and his daughter. And Zebco Corporation has contacted him. So we're kind of anxious to see what happens.
What happens next. Yeah. Now, it is the Blue Tones reunion, so that's kind of the base. And Blue Tones are a favorite of a lot of people.
Yeah, they that was the old group from years ago. So when we got together the first time, it was the old band. Now we have just different artists every year. We had Richie Lee in August. We got Phil Van Dale, this country show coming up. And if we do another, it's hard to say.
Okay, and I always have to mention one person because I know him best of everybody other than you. Well, there's quite a few there, though. Paul Fay. Of course, sort of a relative, and then Ray Armstrong. That's another really familiar person. Mm-hmm. And then there's Mel, who's played forever too. So you know, it's fun to see you guys that have played and kind of stuck around and still enjoy the music.
Yes, in 1960s, Paul Fay was our first bass player. He was 18 years old then. A little older than that now.
He is, but he's still enjoying the music, just like all of you
and
do.
And Ray Armstrong's been inducted in the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice in two bands and loves to play drums. Always there.
You know, we have celebrities here among us, and sometimes we don't appreciate that. So it sounds like a great, great show. People will have a great time coming and going. I mean, if you can't be there at 7, that's okay. Just come when you can. Now, there's a fee at the door.
It'll be $10 at the door. All proceeds will go to the Table of Mercy Breakfast Club, the homeless.
Okay, so now I'm going to bring Dee in on this. When you talk about the Table of Mercy Breakfast Club, tell us a little bit about the food you serve and who you serve it to.
Okay, well, we generally go to Sienna Francis House, and we have done that since a year ago, May 6th.
And that's in Council
Bluffs. And that's in Omaha.
In Omaha, okay.
Yes. And though that doesn't mean we don't have people from Council Bluffs as well.
Right.
But we feed them pancakes, 45 dozen boiled eggs. We take canned fruit, coffee, Tang. And we've got a local gal here that makes bars for us to take along every other week. And so and tons of clothing, tons and tons.
So do you have more clothing than you need?
No.
Okay.
Way.
Okay.
No.
You just still okay.
Yeah.
There's always a need for the clothing.
Oh yes.
But the neat thing about the food is it's every week.
Every Friday morning.
Yeah. So kind of get them ready for the weekend. And is it just older folks that come? What's the age range of folks that come to eat breakfast?
We have young. We have. Well, I would say the actual participants, I won't mention little children because we have a few little children.
Okay.
But the actual participants are from the teenagers on up.
All right. On so a wide range of men and
yes.
women. And,
yes.
And a few of them bring children with them. Okay. Now, you and Mel, of course, are doing this, but I'm guessing you feed more than 5 or 6 people.
Oh, absolutely. We feed a lot. We feed, we're guesstimating around between 200 and 300.
Wow.
That we feed every Friday. And it has just grown so much. We have moved closer to the Sienna Francis House because we were in a park just north of there. And we have gotten closer. And so it's just, it has just escalated. You just can't imagine.
So you have to have a few other people help you. How do you get more volunteers and more folks to come and help you?
We have been very fortunate. We have like 3 ladies that have been there from day one to help us. And, of course, Scotty McDuff, who originated this whole thing, you know, he is usually there. And then Roger Steffens, a lot of times he'll come and help prepare pancakes. And then we've got an Omaha girl that had called us and wanted to help, and she's been there I would say 99% of the time. And we have others calling, when can I go, when can
okay,
I help?
That's good,
you know, so
because with that many people and I'm thinking the number is not going to decrease.
Absolutely no. Not
no. So now what happened? This is outdoors.
Yes.
What happens when it gets to be 20 below?
Well,
that's when you got to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Mel says I have to go then.
Yeah.
But will it still be outdoors?
Oh, heavens, yeah. It's always been outdoors.
Okay,
always
so
is.
It will continue.
Always has
okay.
been.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I know, Mel, you know, you're a hand in the food and the gathering everything together. Before we're talking about food, let's talk about the clothing, because I know you are taking donations. In
Ryan South gave us 2 rooms down at the school in Cumberland. It's closed, but he gave us 2 rooms there to put stuff in. We sort stuff. St. Paul Lutheran gave us a room in the lower level to collect stuff where it's warm, so we have a place to keep water and juice and stuff for winter. So we collect about 2 or 3 van loads every week here from senior citizens. St. Paul, people call, we'll go pick it up. And we haul it down, and then we sort it into men's, women's, and stuff. Or I should say, Dee's does the sorting.
That gets her job.
Yeah. And then we load it in 2 vans, and
okay.
off we go.
Now, I want you to be a little more specific about senior citizen, because you just sort of went over that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure people don't know that that's a pretty easy spot to drop stuff off at.
Robin down at Senior Citizens Center. It's right across from the paper by the post office. They have a place, and right inside their door, they have 2 big boxes that they people can just open the door, go in, and drop their stuff in those boxes, and then we pick it up there daily.
Now, Dee mentioned Tang. Is that something people could donate?
Oh, yes.
Other things like that?
At the Fairway store, they get large cans of Tang for us because... little ones just don't go anywhere. We get the large cans of Tang, and we go through about 2 to 3 big cans on a Friday. We'll go through 5-gallon pails of Tang. We'll go through 5 and sometimes 6 5-gallon pails of Tang.
This is a big operation. I mean, if people think about serving Thanksgiving dinner for, you know, maybe 15 people in their home, and they think that's a crowd. Now let's turn that into... you know, 10 times or more than that, and you have people
we
lined up waiting.
We go through 45 to 50 pounds of pancake mix, 3 gallons of fruit or more, and like Dee said, 45 dozen eggs and
yeah.
coffee
Amazing.
And
yeah.
peanut butter yeah. and butter and
jelly.
Yeah. Well, the other thing I think, Dee, that happens, must be really important, is you visit with folks. I mean, you're giving them food, which is really, really important, but that other thing that you can't really buy is visiting with folks.
Right. And I think the main thing is just letting them know that you care about them, that they are special to you, and you will take time out to listen to their story if they want to give it to you, or just plain visiting.
Mm-hmm.
And Karen, and you know, we have come to know so many of them, their names, and they know us, and they will hug us and just talk your leg off. And
it's like a family reunion every Friday.
It is every Friday, and we just love it. We feel so fortunate that we have the opportunity to do this.
All right. Mel, really quickly remind us of time and place for the event.
Saturday night, Atlantic Community Center, sponsored by News Telegraph and KJN Radio, Choice Printing, and Rolling Hills Communication. They're the ones that actually pay the bill.
Okay, but we need your $10 too, so that this money will help support this big project.
Yep.
We want to thank you very much, Dee and Mel Briles, for coming in this morning and giving us the opportunity to participate in this event and help folks out. Until next time, you know there's that saying, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you.